Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
That's right, you're back in the room, and now there is two.
I'm here.
Jess Fu.
Jess Fu, that's me.
I'm not going to rap anymore. That was just completely by accident.
It just happens.
You're no stranger to BFM ears. Please explain your history.
I hope I'm not a stranger. It's been a while. I used to host Totally Wired before Danielle Street. But
and you're back in, actually, aren't
you? Yes, actually, this week I'm starting to co-host. So me and the amazing Danielle will be alternating each week.
It's a lot of work, and it's good to see, because I know Danielle's been throwing down pretty hard, and it is... It's grunty, because you got to get the latest stuff, and then you got to get the people in to record it, you know. So it's good that you guys are sort of back to backing that.
Yeah, it should be really fun. I'm very excited to get back into it.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, and I'm also the new program assistant and booker.
This is why I wanted to kind of dig into the mind, so people can get an idea of sort of your taste what you might be doing to sort of skew the vibe up here at BFM.
Well, here I am. Well, actually, today I picked some older tracks, so you can like get to know who I am. But also get to, later on Saturday, get to know what kind of new music I like.
Perfect.
One of the first...
You don't want to step on your own toes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't want to, like, give too much of a big taste just yet. I just want to tease out a little bit.
That's why I didn't think I'd give you, like, an agenda. Often it'd be dinner at someone's house or whatever, but I think we've got enough of a premise here that we can just leave it there.
Well, I also like having dinner with other people, but I did kind of... think about it in that way, I guess.
Okay.
One of the first tracks I picked is Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers, because I'm a huge, as they say, stan.
Isn't that like going too far though a little bit?
Oh, but, you know, like to get to know me, I feel like you have to know
you
stand I love
out hard.
Yeah, like Phoebe Bridgers is like my heart. Because like after I finished off doing Totally Wired, I had like a chance to kind of listen to other music and get to know like...
Is Totally Wired just New Zealand stuff?
No. Okay. But there's a lot of New Zealand stuff that does play, but it's all new music. So when I was doing that, I didn't really have a chance to like listen to like older tracks or anything.
Obscure Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
From the 70s.
Exactly.
YouTube rabbit holes.
Well, we'll see with the next tracks, you know. this is a song that I sing a lot in the shower. It's my go-to shower song or car song. I'm not much of a singer, but it makes me feel like I'm a singer.
Text us in your shower songs to 5395. I've got to think now. Do I have a shower song? It's probably it'll be some kind of doo-wop. Jan.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to hear this now. Let's hear this Phoebe Bridgers' Motion Sickness. Are you gonna? Do you want to leave the mic on? Are you gonna?
Oh well.
Do you need some shower sounds or anything?
Oh no.
Somebody roll the windows down.
Phoebe Bridges there with a song that we now know is about Ryan Adams.
Yes, if you don't quite pick up on that.
If you don't know about that whole backstory, right? Turns out Ryan's a bit of a jerk, okay? Where are we now? Oh, wow, yeah. You got PHF. Am I wrong in realizing that PHF has a record out right now?
Oh, yes, this is why I put it on.
I kind of didn't want to advertise this because I want to get one of these records and I know it's going to sell.
I know. So
good.
PHF just released an anthology.
Yes.
It's called The Anthology.
note the neck movement.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I think like, 16 tracks of like over 8 years that he's done, and there's like one of my favorite songs on there is Soft. This is a very dreamy,
it's got such a sound, eh?
Yeah,
like so, and just so consistent,
so beautiful. But yeah, this is selling. I think Flying Out's are doing like pre-orders, but
we're Flying Out,
yeah,
okay, sweet.
And also like online,
can you go to his Bandcamp?
Yes, but okay. I think the shipping is a bit of a mish coming from America.
Crap.
If you want to,
I saw Under the Radar, like they've got one, that's how I know about
it. Yeah.
I saw their story today from the on the internet.
Yeah, it's like red, like clear red vinyl,
and I was like gotta get that.
Yeah, it is a really sick album. And if you don't, obviously if you listen to BFM, I'm sure you know PHF.
Strong.
But if you're new to PHF, this would be a good album to like get into and get to know him. Yeah, it's the best tracks, and this is Soft.
The Mighty PHF with Soft. Their anthology is out by all accounts, and we're just discussing it might be best to go to your local record store and pick that up.
Yeah, why not? Mm. Oh, PHF is like hands down my favorite artist.
And a local hero.
Yeah, for real.
Definitely at this radio station.
Yeah. yeah, and I picked the next track that I've picked is a track by a Taiwanese movie star. Who recorded...
Usually movie stars making music doesn't work out good.
Yeah, but it happens. And it works out. The song is great. Like,
all I can think of is Russell Crowe right now, but I know
Oh my God, please don't. yeah, so this was like released in the late 1970s, but she was like a bigger movie star than being a singer.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I had the... You know, like, as I said, when I finished Totally Wild, I was able to like listen back to old music.
I knew you were going to the 70s.
Yeah, like, I love disco. It's so good.
More people danced in the 70s, I think, than any other era per capita.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just so, like, you know, I can't even describe it, but, yeah.
Well, you don't need to.
You just know disco, how it is. but, yeah, this track is by Tian Niu. I think that's how you would say in Chinese or Mandarin. And then the track is called Deng Ni Zhu Yu Zhong.
Deng Ni Zai Yu Zhong?
Yes. I have my glasses on, but like my eyes aren't that great. So I kind of...
Okay.
That's why it's a bit...
I'm extremely Caucasian, so we're in deep shit.
Yes, well, feel free to play it.
Thank you.
some back in the day joints.
Yes. So that was Deng Ni Zai Yu Zhong by Tian Niu. And the next track I've picked is something I thought that is very drive show, Johnny and Big Hungry.
Oh, okay. Let's see how this two fits.
I hope you like it. You might already, I don't know if you already know it.
It's usually Dangerous Realm. Dangerous Realm when you're trying, like...
I mean, it's dinner at my house, and it's rude if I...
Yeah, I feel you.
It would be rude if I didn't prepare something
but
for
now
the
I'm
guests.
Like, which one is it? Is it Perfection or is it Black Brothers?
Black Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
I'll sift it up in underneath us here. This is Saman Doe.
Doya?
Doya?
Yeah, so this is like an Indonesian...
That's typical drive. I can't pronounce what I'm playing.
It's all good. At least you try. this is like an Indonesian psych rock band. From also the 70s.
Sick.
Yeah, it is
okay,
a sick
you might
track.
Have nailed it.
I thought so.
That was the Black Brothers with Saman Doe, as they were singing over and over there. Fantastic.
And Big Hungry Likes.
I did.
Right?
That got my seal of approval. I think everybody probably liked that, actually.
Yeah, it's a sick song.
You not like that?
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't hang out.
Exactly.
I should say we're here with Jess Fu, brand new programming assistant. That's what I'm calling you.
Yes, programming assistant, booker, and co-host of Totally Wired.
Yes, there you go. Perfect.
Yes, that's me. I've got one last track.
If you got your demos, send them to Jess. If you see her out on the street, give her your demo.
Yeah. Maybe email. It's like
I didn't get around to doing a Facebook post or anything with your picture or anything, so we're safe.
Okay.
because I didn't get around to it.
So I've got one last track, and this is a band called Perfection. The track is called Congrats. They were a bit of an enigma. I was living overseas and I saw one of their live shows. I had no idea who they were, but they were like amazing, totally blew me away.
It's rare, I think,
yeah,
when that happens.
Yeah, it is so rare, and you like really remember it. Mm. But they had such a huge following, but they didn't have like any social media or anything. It was just like word on the street, they were a great live band.
Okay.
And yeah, they just released an EP end of last year called Clean Greed, two EPs, and Congrats is one of the
Are they a two-piece?
It's a project of one guy called Patrick Nolan, but it's a seven-piece. They also went on tour with Girlpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually had a similar experience if we're talking about bands that you've seen live that you didn't know who they were at all, and they were bloody great. When Beirut played WOMAD, like a few years ago now, I was like, had no idea who Beirut was, and it was so fucking good. I was like, yo.
It buzzed you out.
Yeah, big time. I was like, shit, it was me. I was a little bit under the influence, but the stars
helps.
Aligned.
Yeah.
All right, this is Congrats. Hey, congrats to you for getting the gig.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
And all the best.
Happy to be here.
Right on. Here we go. Yo, that's Perfection, the track Congrats, as chosen by Jess Fu, new programming assistant, 95BFM. She did mention off air that she was away over in LA for a little bit, and she's carried on her radio show that she was doing over there, and it's Dub Lab Apex with Jess Fu. Go ahead and check that out if you want some sort of deeper cuts from her brain. And why wouldn't you? Mint tracks.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95BFM.